On the Rural Radio Network, I'm Chad Moyer. Let's review this past week's market activity. To do that, we'll visit with Blake Kopitz at the ARC Group in Lincoln. Well, first trading week of the month of April is complete. Give us the numbers, first of all. Where did we end yesterday compared to a week ago?
Slightly lower across the board for this week. May corn finished the week at 359.5. That was down 4.75. December new crop corn finished at 384.5. That was down 3.75. May beans ended at 942. That was down 4 cents. November beans, 949.5. That was down 4.5. May Kansas City wheat ended the week down 0.5 cent at 421.75. And July wheat finished the week at 434.5. That was down 0.25 cents.
All right, you were talking to me before we went on the air telling me that basis has moved here a little bit in the short term. What sort of moves have we seen in the local cash price?
Yeah, basis is moving around quite a bit with the moves on the board, especially in corn. Any sort of rally in the futures, we're seeing basis back off a little bit, especially after the previous report when the market dropped lower. We saw basis really firm up across the country, back off a little bit this week, and then we've seen it firm up in places as well. So that market's really more or less flat price sensitive, whereas futures rally, basis backing off a little bit, and vice versa. And beans, it stayed pretty steady, except we've seen it firm up lately with the drop in the futures prices. And here in the U.S. and in South America, farmers just aren't willing to sell at these futures prices, so basis is firming up there. Interesting note, though, after that report and the increase in bean acres, new crop basis has dropped a little bit across the country as well.
Good thing to know there. Are we kind of getting to that point now where planting progress is going to be talked more and more about by the trade?
Yeah, it seems like it's mentioned about every day for slight moves in the market. A lot of that is people kind of want to know why the market did what it did, whether it may have been for no reason. But you're seeing wet weather across the U.S. There's some planting delays. But really, it's not a huge deal as far as yields go. Now, if we're not 50 to 55% planted on corn through mid-May, then it becomes a worry. But really, it's the summer weather that really affects yields. And even with the effect in yields, with the ending stock that we have, it'll take a big reduction in production to really change the tone of the overall market.
Now, for our livestock friends, we can talk about that for a second and just note that there were some big moves in cattle this week, huh?
Yeah, we've had guys call in for tops for a long time. You know, eventually they're going to be right. But after the recent top, everybody thought that was going to be it. And earlier this week, some good export numbers came out. I don't have them in front of me, but I think we have the highest export commitment since 2003, and we're really close to being net exporters of beef again, and the market ended the week on a nice rally there. So the demand is positive, weight's coming down is positive, but packers haven't been real aggressive buyers this week, and the boxed beef prices have seemed to put in a short-term top, so that's where the top callers are calling for a lower market, but demand just really seems to be there.
All right, very good. Well, let's just wrap up and kind of look ahead here. What's on the horizon that folks can be on the lookout for?
Well, short term, next week, there's a USDA crop report. WASDE will update the world balance sheet and the U.S. balance sheet, and CONAB will update their Brazilian forecasts. Then, obviously, it's weather. The way the market's set up, it's going to be range-bound. I think where we are at now or even priced a little bit lower, traders aren't going to be real aggressive in pushing the market lower, but I don't think they're going to really be aggressive in chasing the market higher either. So any sort of rally, I think, needs to be rewarded. With funds sitting on their short positions, any sort of weather scare should spark some sort of rally where we can be patient and wait for those rallies to reward.
All right, very good. Great discussion. Thanks for the information. Have a good weekend. Good to talk to you. Thank you, Blake.
Thank you. You too.
All right. Again, we've been visiting with Blake Kopitz at the ARC Group in Lincoln. For more information, you can call him toll-free, 866-574-2724. They're also online at agrisconsulting.net. On the Rural Radio Network, that's a market recap. Have a good weekend. We'll talk to you again next week. I'm Chad Moyer reporting.